Okay, we are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but we are beginning on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis three lines from the bottom. We had said on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that Belshazzar had calculated 70 years from the time that Nebuchadnezzar became king. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, became the king. Belshazzar counted 70 years and said that 70 years came up, the second Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt, must be, it's never going to be rebuilt, and he had a big party, and he was killed that night for partying with the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash. And Achashverosh said, I'm not going to make that mistake, I'm going to do my own counting. And he counted from the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, which was the year that Nebuchadnezzar sent Jehoiachin into Galus, and the beginning of Galus Bavel existed. It started at that point. So Achashverosh counted his 70 years from then. That culminated in the third year, Bishnah Shalosh L'Machol, in the third year of Achashverosh's rule. And that's when Achashverosh made his party, and he also miscalculated, and Vashti was killed. But the Gemara says, V'hashapir chashiv. But Achashverosh is right, three lines from the bottom. And so the Gemara, Iunami mitatai, Achashverosh also made a mistake. The Bailei Lamimni Micharvis Yerushalayim, because he should have counted from the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That was in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. That was when Tzidkiyahu was sent into Galus. The 7 years are supposed to count from then. And we mentioned earlier that some of the words were taken out by the Rashash. Here he puts it back in. Dixiv lemalos lecharvos Yerushalayim shivim shana. The pasuk says that after the charvos Yerushalayim, destruction of Yerushalayim, that's when there should be 70 years. So the Gemara says, okay, but still this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make so much sense. Because sof sof kama betziran. What was the difference between Achashverosh's count, which started in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, and the correct count, which started in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule? Chatzar, 11 years. Yu kama malach, how many years did Achashverosh rule for? Arbesar, 14 years. So if he made his party in the third year, and that was a mistake because he was off by 11 years, so then bar beisar didei ibay leila mivni, Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash should have been rebuilt in Achashverosh's 14th year of his rule, Allah maksiv, but yet we know that that's not what happened because the pasuk says, be'idayin betelis avidas beis elaka di b'Yerushalayim, that the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was still held on the side, meaning it wasn't rebuilt. And the pasuk continues, v'have batla adshnas tartin l'malchus Daryavish melech pras, until the second year of Daryavish, the king of Pras, who was Achashverosh's son, allowed it to be, had the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. So you see that it wasn't rebuilt in the 14th year of Achashverosh, but rather 2 years later when his son Daryavish of Paras was the king. Amarava Shanim Mikuta Osavu. The reason that it happened 2 years later was because that's when the 70 years were up. Why? Because there were two episodes during the 70 years that were counted as 2 years. And really should have been only counted as one. And that is that when Nebuchadnezzar died and Evil Merodach became the king, Nebuchadnezzar died in the beginning of the year, and then Evil Merodach became the king, that we counted as two separate years, but really it was all the same year. So you have to subtract 1 year. That gets us 1 year down. And the second time that there was 2 years squashed together, or 2 years counted as two instead of one, was when Daryavish from Madai, who came after Belshazzar, and Koresh, who came after Daryavish HaMadai, it says that they ruled for 5 years, but really it was only 4 years, because when Daryavish died, Koresh became the king that year, and they shared a year. And therefore, there were 2 years before Achashverosh became king that really should have been lumped together. And therefore, 70 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which occurred in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, 7 years after that, ended up being 2 years into Daryavish the Parsi, the son of Achashverosh's kingship. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, Tanya Ami Hachi, here's another raya, that the year that Nebuchadnezzar died and Evil Merodach became king really should have been counted only as 1 year instead of two, because the Braisa says, V'ot Shana Acheres LeBavel, Ba'amad Daryavish v'hishlima. And the night that Belshazzar was killed and Daryavish Hamadai became the king, that year was 70 years from the time that Nebuchadnezzar was king. And even though earlier we said that before Daryavish became the king, already was 70 years, that's not true, because the year that Nebuchadnezzar died and Evil-Merodach became king, that really should only have been 1 year. So you have 69 years before Daryavish became the king, and Daryavish became the king in the 70th year. He was Mashlim, the year 70. Amarava av Daniel ta'abahai chushbana. Even Daniel made a mistake in the counting of the 70 years. Ziksiv b'shnas achas l'malko, ani Daniel binosi b'sfarim. Binosi b'sfarim means I gave thought and I contemplated in the numbers. Rashi says, sfarim doesn't mean the books, it means in the misparim, in the numbers. Excuse me, the Ka'amar Binosi, from the fact that he had to contemplate it, Mechlal Data, is because he made a mistake in the counting. And just to sum it up, because this is a little bit confusing, there were four different ways to count the 70 years. Three were wrong, and one was correct. The first one was Belshazzar. He counted from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's rule until the second year of his own Malchus. That was wrong. Daniel counted from the year that Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jehoiakim, which was the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, until the first year of Daryavish Hamadai. And when he saw the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed, Daniel said a tefillah about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The third was Achashverosh. He counted from the 7 years after Jehoiakim, which was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, which was, he counted from Galus Yehoyachin until the third year of his Malchus. That was wrong. And the correct one was from the Churban Abayis and Galus of Tzidkiyo until the second year of the Malchus of Daryavish HaParsi, the son of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says, but at the end of the day now, there's a steer in the Psukim. Mikom akom kashu kraya hadadi. Ksiv melaos lebavel, says from the 7 years from the time of Bavel. Ksiv lecharvis Yishlaim, the time of the destruction of the base of the Mikdash. Which one is it? Amarava the Pekida Ba'alma. That 70 years after Jehoiakim was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, 70 years later, Koresh became the king, and Koresh allowed for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Behind the Ksiv, Komar Koresh, Melech Paras, Koma Machos Ha'aretz Nasanli Hashem Elokai HaShemayim, Vuhu Bakad Alay Levnos Lo Bais Bushalayim. Hashem allowed him to let the building of the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. So now that didn't happen. It started. So there was a Pekida Ba'alma. There was some reference, some remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. And that's what that pasuk refers to. The ultimate rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash was after the Chorvos Yerushalayim. Darshav Nachlan Bar Rav Yechista, Ma'idik Sivkoma Hashem LeMeshicho, LeKoresh Asher Hechizakti Biyamino. The pasuk seems to say that Hashem said to Mashiach, who was Koresh, that he allowed him the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But was Koresh Mashiach? He wasn't anointed by anything, by the Shem and the Mishcha. Ela Amalei Koresh Baruch HaMashiach. Hashem said to the ultimate Mashiach, Kubel Ani, I am complaining lecha, to you Mashiach, Al Koresh, about Koresh. Ani Amarti Hu Yivne, I told him that he should build it, Beisi my bias. V'yikabiz Galiosim, bring in the Kibbutz Galios. Who wants to go up to Yerushalayim and build it? Meaning, he delegated, he dished it out, instead of doing it by himself. Rashi points out something incredible, that the trup in the Pasuk proves this point, because every time throughout all Tanakh, every time there's a Zarka, there's always a Segol afterwards. But here there's a Zarka after the word Mashiach, on the word Mashiach, but on the word Koresh, there's a munach. And that's to show you that the two things have nothing to do with each other. Rather, he said to Mashiach about Koresh, not to the Mashiach whose name was Koresh. Okay, now the Megillah, the Gemara continues with explaining the Psukim in the Megillah. One Pasuk says, Chel Parasu Madaya Partimim. The Partimim are the officers. Sounds like the Madai was the officers. Uksiv Lamalchai, Malchei Madayu Faras. Sounds like Madai were the kings. So was Madai kings or were they officers? Amarava Isnui Asnu Badadi. Paras and Madai had a deal with one another. Iminan Malchai, from us, is the king, minaychu ifrachi, then from you is going to be the officers. Minaychu malkai, if from you is going to be the king, minan afrachi, and then we're going to be the officers. Okay, the pasuk continues, baharaso is osher kavod malchuso. Achshir showed off the osher and the honor of his kingdom. Amr Yosef Bar Chanina Mlamech Lavish Big De Kahuna. He Achshir wore the big begadim of the Kohen. Ksiv Hacha Yakar Tiferes Gedula. So Ksiv Hasam the Kavod of the Tiferes. The word Tiferes is by both. So you see that he by the Big De the Kohanim and by Achshir, so you see that that's what he wore. The pasuk continues. Umlaos Hayamim Ha'Eile. He made a party after 180 days of partying for all the other towns. He then made a party for 7 days for the people in Shushan. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Melech Pikeh Chayev, Chad Amar Melech Kipei Shaya. One opinion, Rav Shmuel have a machlokas. One holds that Achashverosh was smart. Another one holds that he was dumb. He was an idiot. Manda Amar Melech Pikeh Chayev, the one who says that he was smart, Shapir Avid. It was good that he first made the party for everyone else and then the people in Shushan. The Karev Rechika Beresha, that first he was Makarev, the people who were far away first. The Bnei Masya, Kolim is the Bai Mephais Lahu. If he ever had to calm down the people in Shushan that were close to him, he could easily go to them and be Mephais them and appease them. So it's better to first make the party for the people that are farther away and get them on board first. Mandamar Tipeshai, the one who says that he was an idiot, is the Bai Leila Kuve Bnei Masya Barisha. First, he should have made a party for the people in Shushan that was close to him to make them like him more. The Imardu Bei Hanach, so if the people from far away would ever rebel against him, Hanu Havikami Badei, he'd have the people in Shushan to take care of him and defend him. Period. Shalu Talmidus Ezra b'Shimon ben Yochai b'Digma Nischayvu Sonen Shal Yisrael Shabosu Ador Kaya. The people asked Shimon ben Yochai, why was it that the Jewish people in that generation were deserving to be destroyed? Amr Lahem, Shimon ben Yochai said to him, Amr Watem, you can tell me the reason. Amr Lo, they said, Neshenenu Misigdasu Shal Osa Rasha, because they benefited from this the party of Achashverosh. Says Shimon ben Yochai, Im Kain Shabishushan Yargu Shabacholam Kulo Ayargu. If that's the case, then only the people in Shushan should be killed, because only they benefited from the Suda of Achashverosh, but the Jews from the rest of the world should not have to be destroyed. Amulo, they said to him, Amurata, so then Rav Shimon Chai, why don't you tell me the reason that they were deserving to be destroyed? Amulahem, Rav Shimon Chai said to them, because they bowed down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar had made. If that's true, that they did have Avodah Zarah, they bowed down to the idol, so then Rashi says, why did Hashem let there be a nes to even save them? They didn't really worship Avodah Zarah inside. They just did it to make it look like they did it because they were out of fear. Hashem also only tried to scare them in order for them to do tshuva so that they could be saved. That inside they didn't do the avodah zara, so Hashem was only coming from the outside to scare them to be able to go ahead and do tshuva. The pasuk says, "B'chatzar ginas bisan ha-melech." Where was the party? Was it in the chatzar? Was it in the gina? Or was it in the bisan? Was it in the actual palace? Rav Shmuel, there's a machlokas. Chad amar haroy lechatzar lechatzar, roy legina legina, roy lebisan lebisan. Those people who were roy to sit in the chatzar, they sat there. The people who were of importance to sit in the gina, they sat there. The people who were of importance to sit in the palace, they sat there. The chad amar no. Hoshivan b'chatzar. Everyone was put into the chatzar. V'lo hechzikasam, but it didn't hold everyone. Begina, they overflowed into the gina. And that didn't hold them either. Until they're put into the palace, and I was able to hold everyone. The masnisa tana, third explanation of the pasuk, hoshivan bechatzer. Everyone sat in the chatzer. And there were two doors opened up. Echad the gina, one into the gina, echad the bisan, and one into the palace, presumably for them to be able to stroll around. The pasuk continues. Chur karpas utchelas. My chur. What is chur? Rav Amar chari chari. It means that there were holes, that there was needlepoint, the bedspreads were made out of needlepoint, and therefore they had holes in them. With Shmuel Amar, Melas Lavana, it was a white wool. And the word Chori here means like from the word Chiver, or Chior, which means white. Hitzielahem, they put on top of the beds. The bedspread was a tzemer, a wool of white. Karpas, Amr Biosi Bar Chanina, Karim Shal Pasim. There were pillows of Pasim. The Yavit says Pasim means a meshi, a silk type of a material. Agli lechesav amudei sheish mitos zahav vachesav. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lechesav lechesav. Again, similar to what we had earlier, Rabbi Yehuda says that those who were fitting to be on silver beds were on silver beds. Haroi lezav lezav. Those who were fitting to be on golden beds were on golden beds. Ablam nechemya and kina tamatul kina besuuda. If that's the case, people will be jealous of each other inside the seuda because this guy's on silver and this guy's on gold. Elohim shel kesef v'raglim shel zav. The beds themselves were silver and the legs were gold. Tosis asked the question, why here the Gemara asked that it'd be jealousy, but earlier when the Gemara said that those that were fitting to be in the chatzah would be in the chatzah, those who would be fitting to be in the gina would be in the gina, that was okay and we weren't worried about kina. And Tosis says that there, at least no one saw each other, so no one, the people in the chatzah didn't know there were other people in the palace. Here, all the beds were in the same place, and therefore they saw that this guy's on a silver bed, this guy's on a gold bed, they would be jealous, and therefore that can't be the pshat. The pasuk in the Megillah continues, Bahat Vashesh. Amar Asi, what does that mean? There's some with the floors. It was Ritzbat Bahat Vashesh. Rav Asi says, Avanim Shemischotetos Al Ba'alein. They were stones that people have to run after and search for in order to be able to get it. You have to work very, very hard to get it until you find it, and then you have to pay a lot of money for it. V'cheinu Omer Avnei Nezer Mitnosisos Al Admaso. This pasuk is praising very expensive types of stones that it takes a lot of mitnosisot, meaning like nisayon, a lot of trying to have to go ahead and get it. And it's talking about Bnei Yisrael at the end of days that they're going to be chashuv and precious in amongst all the other nations like these stones, these precious stones that people have to try so hard to be able to go ahead and get. The Megillah continues with Dar v'Sachares, Rav Amar, Dari, Dari, that there were rows of stones, and they went around. Sachares means that they went around in a circle. Shmuel Amar, Even Tova Yesh B'Karachiyam, V'Dar Shema. Now there's a specific stone that was called the Dara, Hoshiva Be'emtsa Seuda, U'Me'ir Lehem Katzaraim. And they put it in the middle of the Seuda, and it caused light, like the brightness of a day. And the word Socharis, over here Rashi explains, is the Lashon of Saharahu, which is like the moon. It gives off light. The Bei Rebbe Yishmael Tana Shekara Dror L'chol Ba'alei Sechora. That Achashverosh made all the merchants happy because he removed the tax. For the taxes for people to do business. The Megillah continues, Vashkos b'chlei zahav v'kelim shonim. Mishunim mibayle, you should have said different types of kelim were used. Amarava, yatsa baskel v'amra lehem. The baskel came out and said, Mishonim kalu p'nei kelim. Originally, Belshazzar, he got destroyed because of the kelim. Vatem shonim, and you do it again. Behem, you're using them all over again. The Megillah continues, V'ein malchus rav. That everyone got to drink wine that was older than them in years. Meaning it was already started to make wine before these people were even born. What does that mean? My kedas, amr v'chanan, v'shem v'mer, kedas, shel Torah. According to the Torah. Ma da shel Torah, achila marub mishtiyo. Just like by the korbanos, there's more food putting out the mizbeach, more than the amount of wine that's poured on the mizbeach. Asudasha shel osarasha, achila marub mishtiyo. There was more food than drink. Ein oneis, what does that mean? Amar b'elazar, melamish kol echad ve'echad ishkeil miyayim b'dinah. So everyone got to drink from the wine of his own place, meaning that the wine that they liked the most. La'asot kirtzon ish va'ish, that the drinking was being done based on whatever Mordechai and Haman said. Mordechai, they said, Ish Yehudi. How do we know that Mordechai is called an Ish? Because it says Ish Yehudi. Haman, how do we know? Haman was called an Ish. Ish Tsar Ve'oyev. The Marshal here says in the back, Rashi says that they were the Sari Mashkim. They were in charge of, they were the butlers, Mordechai and Haman. Marshal says in the back that it was depending on the types of wines they wanted. And since Mordechai wanted the Jews only to drink kosher, so it was all kosher. Vashti made a party for the women in the king's house. No, she should have made it in the women's house, not in the king's house. There are men there. You don't make a party for women in front of men. You see that Achashverosh and Vashti had both the same intentions, that they wanted znus. And therefore, that's why she did it in the men's house, because she didn't mind that there was going to be men all over the place. That the husband is working with big pumpkins, the isase, the botsini, and the wife is with smaller pumpkins. That the same min, like Rashi says, but also min, atzmo, the same thing that zeno ev zuna efes, they both coming to do a verus with that thing. She wanted to show her beauty, and therefore she wanted to do it in front of everyone else, everyone should see it, and that's what he wanted as well. And we will stop here on the top of Yud Beis and Mid Beis.